Taking Nature Black Conference at natureforward.org/takingnatureblack. All one word, Taking Nature Black. That's Taking Nature Black, Reclamation and Resilience, March 5th through the 8th. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of Africa Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
To turn it around.
Hello, you're gonna hear the great voice of Ayanna Gregory in just one moment. This is To Heal DC with Joni Eisenberg. We are in the midst of our second day of the pledge drive. We have a goal of $750. Today, Kim Bay is going to be helping me out, but you can get us started. You can give us a call on 202-588-9739, or you can text to give, $WPFWFM. Of course, you can also use our website, WPFWFM.org. WPFW is critical to us now more than ever. And we have two powerful freedom fighters on the show with us today, Ayanna Gregory, who hopefully you will hear from in a moment, and Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. So let's see. Ayanna, you ready?
Yes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. We gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down that freedom lane, marching down that freedom lane. Marching down that freedom lane. Ashe.
Ashe, thank you. Ayanna Gregory, our own Ayanna Gregory, very much a part of the WPFW family. Of course, most of you knew her dad, Dick Gregory, who was on this show often. And we're so thankful that Ayanna will be with us for the hour. One of the two powerful freedom fighters, sisters that are on with us today. And I am happy to announce our main speaker for the day, Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams.
What was that? Not and, working again today. Dang. Happy birthday, mommy. We got stuff downstairs for you.
Okay. Kim Bay is expressing her frustration to everybody here. Kim, just call Mike and you'll be fine. We thankfully still have telephones. Let's jump to Frankie. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, everybody at WPFW Radio and everybody listening. My name is Frankie Sebron. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. If you don't know Harriet's Wildest Dreams, we are a Black-led community Community Defense Hub, fighting for all Black lives who are at risk of state-sanctioned violence. And state-sanctioned violence can look a lot of different ways. And that is exactly why we take a three-pillar approach to this work. We do community defense, which can look like mass mobilization, protesting, different aspects of mutual aid. We also do legal defense. If you know somebody who is facing charges in the DC area, we have a program that can help people navigate the DC courts, especially in this time where there's so much federal oversight and so much that is happening that DC residents themselves don't always have control over. We want to make sure that we are helping our people get free, snatching them back from cages, snatching them back from the carceral system. Under our legal defense pillar, we also have Court Watch DC, where we are regularly watching the courts week in and week out so that we can see what these judges are doing. We can see what the prosecutors are doing. When people are watching the courts, something changes. You know, when court actors know folks are watching, they will act accordingly. And we also collect that data in order to create reports to do different types of advocacy. So not only are we helping people navigate the system, but also changing the policy, changing what it looks like based on the things that we are viewing. And where would we be, y'all, if we were not learning and unlearning, right? If we're not decolonizing our minds. So we also do political defense, and that looks like political education. It looks like our Black queer feminist organizing. It looks like when we have to go up to council and give testimony. So lots of good work happening at Harriet's Wildest Dreams, and I'm happy to be on with y'all this morning.
And Frankie, we're so excited you could join us. Of course, Harriet's Wildest Dreams has worked with us before, but we're thankful to be spending the whole hour focusing on what Harriet's Wildest Dreams is doing. For listeners who do not know you, and I'm always surprised that there are people who are not familiar with Harriet's Wildest Dreams, it's very inspiring to see you out there in the streets and many other places. You're a part of many, many different movements and issues. But share with our listeners, who are your main members or main activists? Who are the people that you are targeting and have targeted to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a Black-led community defense hub. So that means we are base building with Black folk to get people trained up. But we are DC based, right? And so we know DC has a myriad of different folks. If you are someone who believes in dismantling police and prisons, then we are the place for you. We are the political home for you. We mainly do our work out of Ward 8 because we believe in centering those who are most impacted by all of the isms, right? By capitalism, by the patriarchy, by imperialism. So yeah, if y'all trying to get down with abolition, this is the place for you.
Absolutely. And we're going to go through some of the issues you're working on with in more depth, starting right now. Tell us, 2025 obviously is a different year where we have different challenges. And you shared with me one of your imperatives for this 2025 is making sure that the working class is working together. Yeah. So talk a little bit about that for a minute.
Yeah, Joni, in this time, we are, folks like to say unprecedented times, but as we talked a bit about yesterday, our ancestors have been fighting this fight for hundreds of years now, right? And so we very much lean on the spirit of our ancestors as we do this work. And the truth of the matter is our ancestors fought fights bigger than Trump. Our ancestors mm-hmm. fought fights and won fights that are bigger than all of the things that this administration is currently trying to bombard us with. And because of that, it is imperative that as working class people, that we are building across lines of difference, that we are building across identity, and that we are working together in order to fight against fascism, that we are working together against these oligarchs, because it's gonna take all of us to get to liberation, and we not free until we all free. If I'm looking to my left and I'm looking to my right and I still see my brothers and sisters in peril, then we're not there yet. And we're going to fight until we all get to freedom.
Absolutely. And we'll talk a little later in the show about the power and the support from the ancestors, definitely each and every day, every moment in this struggle. We're going to jump through some of the priority areas that Harriet's Wildest Dreams is working on. And let's start with Free DC. Tell us about your partnership with Free DC and what is Free DC? A lot of people don't know about this new organization.
Yeah, so Free DC is the current campaign to protect home rule. Previously called Hands Off DC, it was a response to what was happening, to what was coming down from Congress. But if we are talking about how we are going to get free, we can't always be reactionary, right? We have to be building from a place of, you know, we are on the offensive instead of on the defense. And so Free DC is this campaign to really galvanize the 700,000 disenfranchised DC residents who, you know, there's so much federal oversight. Anytime we want to pass laws, it has to go through Congress. When we're talking about judges and we're talking about prosecutors, those folks are federally appointed. So there's so much that, although we're still taxed and we are residents of DC, we do not have the autonomy to be able to make decisions about our day-to-day lives. So Free DC is this movement to really mobilize just 3.5%, Joni. That's what, mm-hmm. that is what we're pushing for. 3.5% of a population, if those folks band together, can really fight back against an authoritative government. And so 3.5% of DC is just 24,000 people. And so this is saying, how do we want to govern ourselves, and how are we going to get there? And the beautiful part about this Free DC campaign is that everybody can be a leader. Everybody can take part in organizing. You don't have to be this like decorated, seasoned. You don't have to have all of the things, but you just have to have a want to know your neighbors, a want to get into your community, and a zest to be able to govern ourselves. So I will plug that there is a Free DC orientation meeting tomorrow, the 11th. I can give more information later about where exactly that is. But folks can also, if you just want to know more about the campaign, if you want to sign on to the campaign, you can go to freedcproject.org, freedcproject.org. And it's so important in this time that we are taking our power back, taking our autonomy back, and letting Congress know, listen, mind your state, be in your own state's business, stay out of DC affairs.
Absolutely. And this is a new organization, Free DC. They are out there organizing in the streets. And I've talked to them over the weekend. And of course, this is the beginning. Eventually, they'll be encouraging people outside of DC to support Free DC and DC statehood, as was done in the past, to involve the unions and involve people in the DMV, etc. But this is a very important struggle and a new organization, Free DC. So keep your ears and eyes open for it. Get involved. And of course, we'll be talking more about it on WPFW. We're jumping through a lot of different issues. And Frankie and I both want to talk about Trayon White. And this will be, today will be one time we're going to talk about what's going on, but not the last time. We'll start and then we'll have our pitch break and then we'll continue discussing Trayon White. So Frankie, give listeners who may not know what's been happening and what happened last Tuesday in the city council.
Yeah, Joni, first I want to start by saying, because we are an abolitionist organization, no matter who you are, if you are just an everyday citizen, if you are a politician, whoever is being entangled and targeted by the carceral system, Harriet's Wildest Dreams believes in folks being able to have their due process. It is actually our constitutional right to have due process. And so when council kind of takes things into their own hands and forces further disenfranchisement, really. And so to give more context to folks, last Tuesday at the legislative meeting, the DC council voted to expel Trayon White from the DC council. Now, Trayon White has not been convicted. Trayon White has not had, his final day in court. And so if we're looking at this through a lens of people are innocent until proven guilty, then let the things play out in the court. You're essentially assuming guilt before folks have even had due process. And we see this time and time again, especially with the targeting of Black men. And we are always going to be here to support people navigating the criminal legal system. And that's just one aspect of it, Joni. There's also the aspect of there are thousands of Ward 8 residents now, because of the decisions handed down by DC Council, thousands of people who now do not have representation. Who do they call now? Who is going to show up for them? Who is going to be in their communities? The exact same day that Trayon White was expelled from council, he still left that building, went into his community when there was a rapid response issue. And so it's oversight season. It's about to be budget season. And the people of Ward 8, and we know that the huge wealth disparity, we know the economic disparity, the resource disparity of folks in Ward 8 versus our more wealthy neighbors in Ward 3, who is going to stand in the gap for the people of Ward 8 at this time when they have no representation in DC Council? And so this just harkens back to the larger issue that DC residents are already disenfranchised, and then you're going to further disenfranchise the most marginalized folks in the city. Let's make it make sense, especially when at this time, who is sitting at the helm of the empire? Someone who's actually been convicted of a felony, but has been allowed to just Joni, yes, has just been allowed to just trample all over things and still keep their seat. That is white supremacy at its finest. That is white privilege at its finest. And I'm just really disappointed in what was handed down by the DC Council, especially since Trayon has not had his day in court.
Absolutely. And he was elected by the people. He was elected overwhelmingly by the people. There will be another election. And let me say, I was there at the city council. It was unanimously voted that he should not be allowed to continue to be on the council. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. We're going to continue discussing the issue of Trayon, as it's very critical this moment in time. But let's jump into asking our listeners to support this show. And
yes, indeed.
Here's Katia. Welcome, Katia.
Good morning. Good morning. Such an informative conversation. We already have someone to thank. From Hisani and Thomas. Oh, yay. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank
keep
you.
Up the great programming. Thank you so much. And that's out of DC. So we're in need of $650, folks, to go in this hour. We have about 40 minutes to do it, to support To Heal DC and the fine work that Joni does for us every week. And I will say also the activism she does off the air. You all have no idea. Harriet's Wildest Dreams came to us through Joni, and she has continued to lift up their work and the work of many, many activists. So please, let's get together. It's a time to protect WPFW. We are African American history. You see what I'm saying? This is where we're at. We are DEI at its best. So if you appreciate those things about WPFW, then now is the time to make that call that makes a difference. If you feel DC statehood is more imperative now than ever, then now is the time to make that call. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. Freedom is not free, but as we see, it's a worthwhile endeavor that we need to preserve and protect. And you do that through your dollars by pledging your support to this grassroots independent media outlet, such as WPFW, and certainly to the work, the grassroots work of To Heal DC. 800-222-9739, $650 to go. You can go on the website to WPFWFM.org. All you young folks out there, you got the phone in your hand. I know you're listening to Harriet's Wildest Dreams, and you know they're on here. Go to text WPFWFM to 801-801. Quick and easy, all the prompts come up, and you can make that pledge of support to Heal DC. $650 to go, Joni. We can do this.
Absolutely. Or you can do Cash App, $WPFWFM. And again, it should be clear to our listeners that this time is very important that we stand up for a radio station that is committed to you, the people. We are a voice against all the, we call it nonsense going on, all the misinformation. We are a voice for truth, a voice for the people. We are really a living archive of Black history. We celebrate Black history 365 days a year, not only in February. We do fierce reporting. And also, I think it's very important to mention that we are a community. And having a real community, even if it's in our ears, just in our ears and in our hearts, having a real community now with everything we're facing is critical for us to be continue to have faith and continue to organize for the people. That said, we're going to jump back talking with Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams, and I encourage everyone to, especially the older folks who may not know about Harriet's Wildest Dreams, they are really a stellar, inspiring, Black-led abolitionist organization in Washington, D.C. So let's jump back talking about Trayvon White. I've seen Trayvon White, of course, and seen what he does in the community. He is greatly loved by Ward 8 residents with very good reason. And I would say, Frankie, it was shocking, although not really surprising, to see that all the city council persons just unanimously voted to expel him. Two or three people spoke, including the chairperson of the city council. And I'm wondering, I sat there wondering, what have they done? And, you know, they talked about integrity, and we have to have a city council that has integrity. What have some of those city council people do, and I may dare say the mayor, that would be challenged? Is that really acting with integrity? What money do they get that may be legal? Who knows if it's legal? But if they're getting money from the developers, perhaps from the Zionist state of Israel, somehow they're getting that money. I don't know if they are, but yet that they're not being kicked off the council. And yeah. You shared with me something about Pinto, who was one of the three people who spoke on Tuesday. Anything you'd like to say about her or anything else about why we should be concerned about what's happening with Trayvon White?
Absolutely, Joni. I mean, The DC Council, they decided to hire a law firm for an independent investigation. This costs taxpayers $400,000. Imagine what we could have done with those same resources. Imagine pouring that money directly into Ward 8, right? And so when we're talking about integrity, how is economic disparity integrity? How is economic violence, where, how is that integrity? Talking about the council member, Brooke Pinto, who has ties to Trump, who has ties. She's her family and herself have been seen partying at Mar-a-Lago. And so, and there are very questionable donors and how she even got her council seat in the first place. At that same legislative hearing, we were, as we were watching the things unfold with Trayon, we saw that Brooke Pinto then put the expansion of pretrial detention on the legislative agenda just 6 o'clock p.m. the day before. Now, these things don't typically happen this quickly where you can just put something on the agenda without approval. And even when we're looking at the history with the chairman, whose side are they really on? Are they on the side of the people, or are they on the side of honing down the status quo, or keeping the status quo, of keeping power? And these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves when they hire independent law firms, when they're spending taxpayer money to essentially expel a council member and go on a witch hunt. We have a judicial system. We have a system that does all of that already. So then why does the council then need to then pour out this, these additional resources when DC residents are already struggling? And then when we have time in a bit, Joni, I want to go back and really tell the folks what pretrial detention is and how we've been fighting this fight to really reduce the impact of the carceral system.
Absolutely. And let me just say one or two more things about the situation with Trayon, and then we'll jump into the what you're talking about. You know, again, Trayon was voted in by the people. We are going to be doing a couple of additional shows in the future where we can spend the hour with some of the legal attorneys that are working with Trayon and the community voices that we don't hear enough from. Trayon is greatly loved by definitely, I would say, the majority of people who live in Ward 8. We're going to be hearing from them in the future. And again, this is a very challenging moment in Ward 8. And of course, for all of us, it's challenging. But I can't help thinking about history when apparently Georgetown used to be a mostly Black area in Washington, D.C. And I'm just wondering if this might be a repeat of history where some of the powers that be are trying to gentrify, clearly, Ward 8 and weaken the representation that it has. So we shall see. But this is a moment in time when the people who live and vote in Ward 8 should decide.
20,000 people in Ward 8 voted for Trayon to be their representative. When we hear from the folks in Ward 8, the things that they are saying, and I'll just read some of these off, Joni. It says, even in the face of adversity, Trayon has our support because he has consistently fought for us. His practical solutions to social challenges reflect his deep understanding of our community's struggles. Trayon has always been there for our community. And despite the challenges he faces, his commitment to uplifting Ward 8 is unwavering. His initiatives, like expanding sentence reviews for DC inmates, shows his dedication to justice and equity. And these quotes are from Ward 8 residents themselves. Should the people not be the ones who choose who represents them? Is the big question for council. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Joni. Is this a more insidious plan to weaken the power and strength of Ward 8 so that they can further gentrify our city, so they can further push Black people out and continue to disenfranchise us.
Absolutely. That's certainly what it looks like. You're listening to WPFW with To Heal DC. This is me, Joni, and we have two strong, powerful, inspiring freedom fighters with us today for the hour. Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams, who's going to be doing most of the talking, but also we're happy to have Ayanna Gregory. We'll hear from Ayanna again soon, and we'll be asking you for money or support more in a moment, but let's continue with some of the key issues that Harriet's Wildest Dreams is working on. Talk about, Frankie, pre-trial detention. What does that mean, and how are you working on it?
Yeah, so pre-trial detention is essentially what happens when a person has not been convicted of a crime, but they are held in jail. Pre-trial detention often happens at the arraignment phase. So that very first time you're seeing a judge, the judge then makes the decision on whether or not you're going to be held. And I just want to add a caveat here. When we look at who is held at pre-trial detention, often those things fall along racial and socioeconomic lines. That basically means that if you are Black or if you are poor, you are more likely to be held in pretrial detention. Now, there's lots of issues with pretrial detention, because when you are held in a jail cell, when you're held in a cage, not only is it just traumatizing from having your body be put in a confined space and just traumatizing to be jailed in the first place, but all of the things that you need to be a quote unquote productive member of society. You need a job, you need housing, if you care for elderly or children, all of those things are then taken away from you. You also have a hard time building your defense and building your case if you are held in a cell. Now, I'll also say, when we look at stories and we look at examples like what happened with Terrence Sutton. Terrence Sutton killed Caron Hilton. He murdered Caron Hilton. He spent not a day, not even a full day, held in pretrial detention. So when judges are making these decisions about who gets held and who doesn't, we clearly are operating under two very different systems, and those things fall along the lines of your identity. So pretrial detention is just, it's not a good system. It is actually set up for people to fail. It is set up for people to stay incarcerated, and it fuels mass incarceration. Now, how this connects to the council. So in 2023, in the summer of 2023, Brooke Pinto, who is the head of the judiciary, who has ties to Trump, I will continue to remind listeners that this just gives you a snapshot of who we're dealing with here. She introduced emergency legislation to expand pretrial detention, meaning, okay, we just want to lock more people up. We just want to put more people in jail. So the instances at which people could be held increased. What we did at Court Watch DC is we watched the courts, Joni, for 30 days straight, day in and day out, to gather the evidence, to gather data on how this was impacting Black folk. Prior to the expansion of pretrial detention, people were being held at a rate of for every one white person held, there were 11 Black people held. After this emergency legislation went into effect, for every one white person held, 17 Black people were being held. So at Court Watch DC, we wrote a report, we took it to the council, and we said, hey, look, this expansion of pretrial detention is actually not a good idea. It's going to fuel the cycle of harm, and it's going to push more of our people into mass incarceration. If we want real solutions to safety, prisons cannot be the answer to our social problems. So what council decided was that as a part of that Secure DC omnibus bill, we are going to sunset. We are going to put a cap. We're actually going to stop pretrial detention from being expanded. Huge win for us. Huge win for that campaign. Huge win for the people of DC. Now, what Brooke Pinto did last week was introduce another piece of emergency legislation to then extend the time at which this remained in effect. So now, instead of it sunsetting in February, this was supposed to end, she's gotten it extended all the way to June. All the way to June. And that's also a whole nother issue, because you cannot continue to use short-term legislation to push forward these initiatives that are causing more people to be incarcerated. Because she knows if there's a full hearing held for it, she knows that we're going to come out full force. We're going to be there to testify. We're going to do our council-facing advocacy. And so that's why she tried to sneak it on the agenda. But we were there. Nene, our executive director, went around to all the offices and talked to folks. So we just want the general public to know that there are ways that specifically the Judiciary Committee is just trying to sneak different things through. And if you want to be aware of what's happening, please tap in with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. Please get connected to court watching initiatives, because we are building the infrastructure that we need for liberation.
Absolutely. And I must say, it being done with the spirit of Marion Barry and many others from our history, including the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which Marion Barry was a part of. But let me let's just jump now, and I'm going to ask Katia to jump in with me. We're going to again ask you to support this freedom fighting radio station, WPFW. This is our winter pledge drive. We have a goal of $750, and Katia is going to tell us what we're doing. But I don't have to tell most of you listeners now that now is an extremely important moment in our history. As Frankie said, we've had this before. Of course, we can go back to 150 years ago and know that times have been worse than this, but we need our radio station to be part of the struggle for justice, part of the struggle for peace, part of the struggle to keep us from moving into total fascism in this country, which, you, as many listeners know, it's not impossible that that could happen. And it is happening. And now is a time that we need to be even stronger than we usually are on WPFW. We have a teeny tiny staff. So this is the time to support us. 202-588-9739. And Katia?
Yes, well, we have some good news. We want to thank our dear Angela. Thank you so much, Angela, for the generous support. And she says, in appreciation of all the WPFW programmers and in honor of Ron Clark, with much gratitude to Joni Eisenberg and to Heal DC. Thank you so much, Angela. We appreciate you very much. We have $550 to go, folks, and Joni's absolutely right. Freedom is not free, and it is most critical at this juncture that you support WPFW. We are part of the resistance. We are part of the resistance. We bring to the air, as Joni does every week, the voices of activists, not only locally, but across the country, doing good work on a myriad of issues, doing good work in an intersectional space. And that is the beauty of WPFW. These are voices that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And Joni makes sure to center them each and every week so you can find out what people are doing on the ground to keep us free, to get us free. And it's not only the slippery slope of fascism that some are trying to construct in this country, but we know that Musk and Trump and others are also exporting that fascism and aligning themselves with fascist movements across the globe. So we have to ensure that we have an independent grassroots outlet, media outlet, that can still support the people, that is supported by the people. That is very important. We're not supported by corporations. We're not supported by the government. We are supported by you, the people. And if you appreciate what is happening, what Harriet's Wildest Dreams is doing, if you appreciate the activism of an Ayanna Gregory, who we heard sing earlier so beautifully, and of course of Joni Eisenberg bringing it all to the air so you can have a deeper understanding of what abolition means, a deeper understanding about what is happening with your city council and the witch hunt going on there, now is the time to pledge your support. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect. Again, you can also text WPFWFM to 801-801 and make a pledge that way. However you connect with us, please help us get to $550 more this hour. 20 minutes to go and we can do it, folks. We can do it, Joni.
Absolutely, we can. And again, the importance of community, we cannot emphasize that enough during these challenging times. And Katia, I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to share with the audience. It's so inspiring when I go out to events and either people know me right away, or if there's mention of PFW, the whole room breaks out in applause and cheers.
Yes, yes. It's so beautiful. And, but that is what we build, right? I mean, we keep us safe. I know Harriet's Wildest Dream said that, but WPFW is that too. And we do it globally because we're also streaming. So whether we're talking about here, or you heard about South Africa, you know, the funds that will not be given to them, sanctioning them because they have stood up for the Palestinian cause.
Right.
Wherever this trouble is in the world, it's all connected. Harriet's Wildest Dreams articulates that so beautifully. We see them out there, not only working on the abolition movement here in D.C., for the carceral state here in D.C., but often leading the charge on Palestine.
Absolutely.
They have, you know, so... they are everywhere, and we are trying to keep up and make sure that we bring these voices to the air so that they can, we can amplify their good work. And Joni does that so brilliantly. And Chuck, mm-hmm. of course, every Monday morning. So won't you support that which supports you? Won't you protect that which protects your community? 800-222-9739, $550 to go, Joni. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just mention briefly that, which we haven't talked about that much on the air, that WPFW is mentioned in Project 2025. So don't think just because we're not NPR, we're not a public radio like NPR is, that we're not at risk for being shut down. So let's jump back in. So I want to make sure that Frankie, we're going to talk for a moment about Gaza in a minute, but I want to make sure you have time to tell the listeners about the People's Response Campaign.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Joni. So just this week, we, Harriet's Wildest Dreams and some of our volunteers in our base, we testified at the Department of Behavioral Health Oversight hearing. Right now, there is on the books introduced by Representative Cori Bush, there's a national effort to get police out of mental health response, to get a public health approach to these crisis response calls. DC, we have to prioritize getting law enforcement out of these mental health calls, especially because right now, we see with Trump's pardons, with the J6ers, Trump just pardoned Taryn Sutton, who killed Caron Hilton. This emboldens police officers. This gives police officers really a license to kill without any repercussions, without any real safeguards. So what we have to do is reduce our community's exposure to the police as much as possible. And one of the ways that we are pushing to do this is through the People's Response Campaign. One in five people who are fatally shot by the police have mental illness. And so in 2022, MPD was dispatched to over 36,000 mental health related 911 calls in DC. We're asking that those calls be diverted. We're asking for the general public to, if you see someone in crisis, to utilize the 988 number and not 911. This could help save someone's life. And right now, most folks, most DC residents, don't even know that you can call 988. Automatically, people go directly to 911. Automatically, they go directly to calling the police. So we are demanding of council that you guys need to make a commitment to utilizing this service, utilizing this agency that is already legislated. It's already written into law. Mm-hmm. It's just not being used effectively. And so again, that number is 988. And what the People's Response Campaign is saying is that we want police out of crisis response. We will be canvassing this weekend in Congress Heights, talking to our neighbors about their interactions with the police, whether or not they feel police keep them safe, and then educating folks on what are some of those alternatives. And so we're striving to pass a resolution in council, and we need everybody on board. We need folks on board to say we can do safety in a different way.
Absolutely. And I'm going to rush. I hate to rush. I want to jump in with one announcement, and then we're going to spend a moment talking about Gaza and our ancestors. But I want to make sure I get in this announcement that the federal workers have been very, very active since we talked about them last week. They're actually doing rallies almost every day, but there's a very big one tomorrow, Tuesday, from 12 to 1, the American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, which represents 800,000 people around the country, is having a major rally that's from 12 noon to 1. You can meet them at 11:30 outside the Hyatt Regency. The rally is going to be at Upper Senate State, Constitution Avenue, and Delaware. That's tomorrow. AFGE in favor of saving the civil service so that three of the richest men in the world don't take over our federal government entirely. That's tomorrow from 12 to 1. Let's, before we're running out of time, we wanted, of course, just spend a moment on Gaza, and which, of course, there is no ceasefire, it's obvious. But Frankie, just share with us briefly how the fact that Harriet's Wildest Dreams is very much in support of a free Palestine.
Oh, absolutely. We mean to our very core that we are not free until we're all free. And that absolutely includes Palestinians. It includes their right to return. We mean it from the bottom of our hearts when we say from the river to the sea. There is a long history of Black and Palestinian solidarity, and HWD is a commitment to seeing a free Palestine. It is imperative.
Absolutely. And I know Ayanna is definitely on board with that. We're almost going to be running out of time. We want to talk for a few moments about the ancestors and how much support from the ancestors, how important it is. And Ayanna's going to lead us out in a few moments with a beautiful song or libation, really. But Frankie, I'll start with you. Just briefly talk about how the ancestors are supporting you and us at this moment.
Well, Joni, it's in our name, right? Harriet's Wildest Dreams. We are Harriet's Wildest Dreams. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We do this work in the spirit of our ancestors. We know that you know, this fight didn't start with us, but we're picking up the torch. We pick up the mantle. And although we may not see liberation in our lifetime, we only have our lifetime to work on it. So what are we going to do with our time while we're here? And our ancestors give us strength. We lean on Mama Harriet. We lean on Ida B. Wells and on Ella Baker to really pick up this work with the examples that they've set forth. We're thinking about the seven generations behind us and to build the future for the seven generations in front of us.
Absolutely. And in a minute, we're going to hand it over to Ayana. But of course, I want to say also that many of us have our own personal ancestors who are inspiring us and supporting us. I know in my family, I can see my dad and my mom out there in those demonstrations and just encouraging us to keep the faith, to keep on fighting and don't give up. And so we're very thankful for them being here with us in this difficult time. And we're going to take it out now with Ayana Gregory. Take it away, Ayana, anything you'd like to say about the ancestors, and then take us out with your libation or your song.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Frankie. Thank you, Joni. Y'all are just absolutely incredible. I love you. I love you. I love you. The ancestral piece is so key. You know, in the African tradition, there's no such thing as death. There is life and there's rebirth. So if there was ever a time to call on the power and the strength of the ancestors, they're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to call on them and to support them. So, you know, in this continuation of life, we are the continuum of the legacy, and there is eternal life. It's so important as we're on the ground and seeing all these things happening in the physical world that we acknowledge the spiritual world, because it is the unseen world that controls the seen world. So without saying anything else, I'm just gonna go right into the libation as we acknowledge and honor our Creator and our ancestors. Mother, Father, God, ancestors, spirit guides, guardian angels, all forces of good and light, we give thanks for you. We thank you for life and breath. We thank you for earth, wind, fire, and water. We ask that you come to us and through us in this now, in this anointed hour, as white supremacy is falling, and truth, justice, love, light, and liberation are rising within us and all around us. As Mother Earth is cleansing, as the planets are aligning, we ask for the wisdom to feel our own connection to the earth, to the spiritual realm, to humanity, and to the God force inside of us, that we may build a world full of peace, love, justice, and joy. We call on our ancestors from antiquity in ancient Africa, the mothers and fathers of humanity and civilization. We call on our ancestors who endured the Middle Passage and those who were forced to these shores to endure unspeakable enslavement and oppression. We call on our ancestors indigenous to the Americas who endured genocide and upon whose land we stand. We call on our ancestors from Palestine, from Congo, from Sudan, from Haiti. We particularly call on our ancestors from every corner of this world who dedicated their lives to liberation, to healing, and to creating a beautiful world. From the great kings and queens to the high priests, to the warriors and healers, to the builders and conceivers, we call on you. We ask that you guide us and protect us. Help us to remember and recall who we are and who we was born to be. Help us to be fearless and courageous. Help us to be loving and lovable. Help us to be the change makers that we were born to be. Help us to heal and to transform ourselves and this planet. And now we will call on just but a few of the names. And I know you can't see me, but I'm pouring water into this plant. We call on the spirit of Ma'at, Ashe. We call on Queen Tai, Ramses II, Shaka Zulu, Queen Nzinga, Toussaint Louverture, Nani Nkojo of the Maroons, John Brown, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Mary McLeod Bethune, Sitting Bull, Mountain Eagle Woman, Marcus Garvey, Dr. John Henry Clark, Damu Smith, my father, Baba Dick Gregory, Dory Ladner, Askia Muhammad, Patrice Lumumba, Cesar Chavez, Che Guevara, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Ibrahim Mohammed Lafi, Winnie Whitney and Nelson Mandela, Fela Kuti, Nina Simone, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Coretta Scott King, Dr. Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ashe. We thank you, we honor you, we channel you, and we forever say your name and honor your eternal spirit. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe O.
Thank you. Thank you, Ayanna Gregory. And if Katia is still with us, maybe let us know if we got any more pledges. Folks, as you can hear, we need you. We need each other.
That's right. Yes.
How are we doing, Katia?
Well, first of all, that was beautiful. Thank you, Ayanna. It's just what I needed today. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
We want to say thank you to Anonymous out of Silver Spring. Thank you so much. And Jean Taylor out of New York, who says, I'm a New Yorker, but born in Washington. So my love is for Washington and you, Joni. That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you, Jean. $430 to go, folks. 6 minutes to do it. Please support this grassroots independent media outlet in the form of WPFW Pacifica Radio, truly in the belly of the beast, right here in Washington, D.C. Joni is doing such fine work with lifting up the voices of these activists, these artivists like Ayanna Gregory, Harriet's Wildest Dreams with us this morning, Jewish Voice for Peace, so many others. So we ask you to do your part, to be in solidarity with us, to become an activist immediately and protect that which sustains you. Give back to that which gives to you in the form of To Heal DC and WPFW. $430 to go, 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. You can also text us at 801-801, and you text WPFWFM to that number, 801-801. Many ways to connect. We had a number of new members earlier today, and I want to appeal to those folks who have been listening for a while, who are inspired and informed because of the information, the music, the news that we provide you with, but have not made that commitment. We ask you to make it this morning. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. We need liberatory, revolutionary media now more than ever. We will not be silenced. We will not be silenced, but it's only with your help, your work, of the financial support you give that ensures that. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org are the ways to make that call that makes a difference. And again, my new listeners, where you at? Come on in.
Yes. Right, and what about our sustaining listeners?
How about
That's a right. monthly donation, $10 a month, $20 a month? That's and right. folks, you know that we're at a very dangerous moment. Again, right. we're going to be, I'm not going to say we are going to be attacked, but I'm surprised if Pacifica will not be. Exactly. So we need to be getting ready, folks. We don't need to wait until it gets even worse. So we need you now. And we know that many of you out there love the station. Give whatever you can. I know that many of you can afford $10 a month. Maybe not everybody can, but a lot of you can. $10 a month. Let's see if we can get one or two or three sustaining members before we move into the next hour.
Yeah, $430 to go. We can do this. Sorry, Joni, go right ahead.
Yes, we have a goal of $750, which is a little more than some of the other shows, but we know that you are out there, and now is the time that we need your help. We do not want to live in a world without WPFW. That's for sure. We're taking away our community. It's hard to even imagine what would be like without our radio station. We need us as a community, and we need the information. So, folks, we're counting on you. You are our family, and our family needs our support. Yes. So what'd you say, Ayanna?
Said make that pledge.
Make that pledge. Make that pledge in honor of one of your ancestors, as we know they would want you to do. Yeah. And we have so many ancestors that are part of PFW that we don't talk about enough. Make a pledge in honor of Ron Clark. Angela Owens, his husband was Ron Clark, who was founder of Rap Incorporated, was with us every day from the beginning of the station. When we were homeless, he gave us a home. He marched with us. He worked with us. We have other ancestors like that. Katia, I walked down, I was right near Ben's Chili Bowl, I saw the Nap Turner Way sign. Nap Turner.
Yeah.
Right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and right now, you know, we need WPFW, and we know our ancestors are working overtime to keep us safe. We know that. We know that they are engaged and they are watching and they are protecting. And so we also know that WPFW, again, has no corporate underwriting. Thank goodness we have no governmental underwriting. It is you, the people, that sustain us. And that is a privileged position, especially right now. So please, we're asking you to ensure that we can be here. $430 to go for Joni's show. 1 minute, 800-222-9739. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Katia. And thank you, Magic Mike. Thanks to my team, Mari and Crystal and many others. And stay tuned for this powerful, liberatory freedom fighter.